Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. Oh my God, did you just throw up in your mouth?
I just took the worst last sip of coffee from your mug, you know, when it's just, yeah. it's whatever fell to the bottom,
came in silt, in one sip.
Right. Anyway, what were you saying?
I was just saying it's us. Hi. It's time for the Secret Show. Happy day, whatever day you're listening to. Maybe you're listening to this Tuesday at 10 o'clock, a couple minutes from now.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So listen, I have a story for you. I wanted to ask you something. If you've listened to the show, you know I have probably, like most heterosexual males, I'm super into chicks. Okay, so it's a thing. I like girls. I like vaginas. I like boobies. I like butts. I like all things female. Now I have two of my own little ones growing up in my own house, and all this stuff's happening that I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard of that. So I give the girls on Sunday was Wharf to Wharf in Santa Cruz. It's a big race.
Yeah.
So your wife ran that? Christina was like, I want to run that, and I've been like, yeah, do that. In fact, go to the beach, stay at the apartment. I'll stay with the girls. I'll put them to bed.
Yep.
I'll do all the stuff. Now they're of an age where I can do that, where I can hang with them. So I give them the older one doesn't need any help. She gets her bath or shower. I give the young one her shower, and then I'm putting her to bed, and she goes, and I'm like, go ahead, spit it out. And she goes, my woman area stings. And I go, what? And she goes,
You guys actually call it your woman area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, for me, it makes sense. So, I go, what? And she goes, I got soap in it and I didn't rinse it all out and it's stinging. And I go, what? Does that happen? Mm. And of course, as I'm saying, does that even happen? Isla pokes her head around the corner. Yes, that happens. It happened to me before, too. You got to go rinse it off. And I'm like, oh, all right. Because I was just about to call bullshit on this. And kids will say anything to stay up longer. Mm-hmm. Even make up stuff like that. But it turns out,
there's something going on with my woman area, and you're going to have to spend 20 minutes getting it out of me. Just keep trying.
I don't want to. So anyway, I took her back to the shower and I wet a washcloth and I handed it to her and was like,
get after that.
Make sure you get your area straightened out and then we'll go back to bed. So she did and climbed into bed. But I was like, I have never once heard a lady say that soap stings your woman area.
Well,
I guess anything can migrate, but
yeah, so it can get up there. You know, usually though, it's like with baths and stuff. I remember being a little kid and being like, "Oh, ow!" You know, because it's almost like it.
Well, this was a shower.
Yeah, that's weird. But one time,
here we go
at a campground.
Oh,
this isn't
dear.
Like this isn't sexy camp? Or anything. No, not at a band camp.
I filled myself with chestnuts, and it was weird. Did you fill yourself with chestnuts?
No,
I'm guessing.
Did you do that?
I know. You were in a campground, though.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're
camping.
Up to.
My mom and dad had an RV, and me and John had a tent.
Oh, not school camp.
No, just like camping.
Oh.
Like camping.
And you mean your brother, John, or your husband, John?
No, my husband, John. So I'm pretty sure it was, I don't remember all the specifics, but I do know that my mom and I said, well, let's go take showers at the shower at the campground.
And locker room.
It was fucking gnarly in there. It was so, I remember it just being like, you know, like mushrooms growing up the walls and just hideous, awful, you know, the drain goes down into the dirt outside, you know, that kind of shit. Mm. I don't even remember where it was. You know, it's possible now that I think about it that my husband, well, he wouldn't have been my husband at the time when we were doing the camping. It might not have even been him. And I was so in such a hurry to get out of that shower that I realized as I was toweling off that I hadn't rinsed my pussy off.
Oh.
Wow. It was like covered in just like soap. And I'm like, oh my God, no, I have to get back in because
you needed a rinse.
You've got to get it off of there.
So, I'd never heard of that. So I was really like, oh, wow, I need to. You know, I'm going to have to check this.
Sometimes it stings just because it dries it out. It like dries that skin. The skin is like sort of, I don't know, it's sort of moist. Does that happen to Cameron?
No. Not that I know of. She doesn't. She
do a good job rinsing.
I dunk her. And you know, it's crazy now because her broken arm, like it's.
Oh my God. Right. What's going on with that?
I have to bathe her like she's a baby all over. I wrap her arm in a towel and then I put like a plastic shopping bag around it and tie that up. And then I basically bathe her because she only has one arm. Then I help her brush her teeth. It's so annoying.
How old is the baby now?
The baby's 7 months now.
Oh, that is the baby month.
So now I just
not
have
quite
two
crawling,
babies, two babies,
but laughing their asses off, day. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
How's
she's
her personality?
Fun.
What's she like?
She is really mean.
Oh, she's mean.
She's
oh.
just mad all the time. She hates car rides, which is like new
to
me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, both my other kids loved. Every time like something would go wrong, I'd be like, let's hop in the car. Yep. And I'll just drive in circles aimlessly. This one, as soon as we hop in to go anywhere, whether it's 5 minutes or half an hour, she's crying the whole time.
She's not colicky, though, or is she?
She's not colicky. She wants to be held. So she's actually a really good baby. When she's held. Oh. But if you can't hold her for all day, every day, it's exhausting. So that's
is she
what
okay
do.
In like a baby Bjorn?
Yeah. She
okay,
is.
So as long
but
as she's against
our backs
you,
are killing us. I'll bet. Because we're constantly holding her. As soon as we put her down, she's mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't going to work when she weighs like 30 pounds.
Yeah. And
both my kids lived in the Bjorns when I was whenever I was in charge, they were in that thing because that was the safest way for me to make sure.
Well, you can do most anything with a kid strapped to the front of you when they're little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then John got a backpack thing.
Oh, so they could be behind
so
him?
Like from about a year old to about 2.5 years old, he could put the kid in the backpack, and it was like a really comfortable thing around your shoulders.
I wore
and
him
waist.
In that Bjorn. Forever, like I turned them around and they would face forward.
Yeah.
Like when they're really little, they
they're
face
just a
into
little
you.
Package, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you could turn them around. Then they're as they were growing, like they could kick me right in the man area, and I'd be like, "Oh God!" But
that was why we moved into the back.
That's right.
Once their legs are long enough to kick in the man area, it's a problem. That's
I just fought through that. All I needed to know was that they were safe and that no one was going to come home and find someone hurt or worse.
You know, Sarah Franti had this thing.
Oh, I forget that. The shelf thing.
It was like around your hip.
Yeah, we have one of those.
I really was like that. I could have used that. Yeah. It's almost like, and he was strapped into it too, right? It's like a hard thing.
No, they're not strapped into it.
He's just sitting on
you
it?
You just hold them, but it goes around your waist.
And it takes some of the weight off of you.
And frankly, that side carry, I'm not down. I don't want it. I'll put them in front on the Bjorn. I'll put them on my shoulders and hold their hands, like clamp them into me. But I can't. I hate that, like that off-center thing. Maybe because I don't have hips.
I think it's bad for your back.
Dude, I was doing that yesterday. I was sweeping, and then I realized I kept them alternating right and left. And I'm like, this is why I'm so jacked. God, my arm is killing me. Left side, right side.
You are looking pretty jacked, actually.
Thanks, Alex says the jacked guy. All right. Got his endorsement.
176 and jacked.
All right, let's do my God, bad advice.
There's a really funny chunk of in the Barbie movie where, you know, they're Barbies. So Ken's like, I just do beach. That's, you know, that's like his expertise. I do beach. And then he gets a fight with another Ken. He's just like, Ken, I'm going to beat you off. You're going to beach off. Beach out of here. He's like, you're going to beach me off. I'm beaching you off. I'm like,
That's fun.
This is fun. And it just went on and on.
That was in the, actually the trailer.
I saw a bit of that in the trailer.
Oh.
And it was when me and my wife were watching the Mario movie.
Oh.
And there was a bunch of kids in there.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was thinking, I don't know. This is a,
you know, there were a bunch of kids. Actually, it's a PG-13. And there were a bunch of kids in this movie theater when I watched it. And as I'm watching it and they're speechifying about, you know, women and how wonderful we are and how men suck, I did think to myself, I wonder if these kids are enjoying this, because it really wasn't like a fun Barbie thing. It was very much adult themed without being.
People keep really no writing sex, me so. And saying, you know, are you going to bring your daughters? And the answer is no. Yeah. I don't think that's for kids.
I feel the same. Right. It's PG-13, but it didn't feel like it was for, it felt like it was for women, not little girls.
And I don't know.
But the message isn't bad.
I'm a huge Men Pixar suck. Fan. Women I are great. Love their movies, but some of the stuff they've come out with recently, I'm like, I'm not sure who that's for. I loved it.
Yeah. Is that the Element one? Elemental?
Elemental, but like Soul. Was one where Soul I went, that's a great movie, but that is not for kids, is it?
Cameron loves it.
You know?
She does. Yeah.
I know.
And I'm sure she just sees it in a different light than
right.
we do.
We see it from the, you know, the very real look at our own the mortality. Deep. And uh-huh. Yeah. And but the kids see the cute little souls. Yeah. And
oh, okay. She's so cute.
Right. Hey, know, I'm a fan. Yeah. And anything I can enjoy while they're enjoying it, great. Because there's plenty where I'm like, I can't take another motherfucking second of this. I gotta get out of here.
I really started noticing it with the movie Shrek, where there was so much in there for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lord Farquaad, come on, so funny. And the kids would always go, I'm gonna be Lord Farquaad. Like, you're both a couple of Farquaads, okay?
Yeah, when they're kids, they can't really pronounce the R's either, so it's ugh.
Fawkwad. Fawkwad.
Yeah, you know.
You're two little adorable Fawkwads. Anyway, do we have time to do this?
Yeah, we
now?
Do. We just barely even started. Let's do this.
I feel like we've been talking about, you know, washing our...
No. We have, just make sure you raise your luminary, everybody.
What do we have, please?
We have a little bit. Is it a short one or a
Not
long
really.
One?
Not really.
Okay, well, let's do a long one. Right. I'm ready.
No, we'll do it tomorrow.
Come on.
With the
Yeah, I know. That's exciting.
Yeah, but we're going to listen to her about her next session with that dude.
Let's put some bets out.
Let's see if I can find it.
Do you guys think that she went out and had some more sex?
Absolutely.
Oh, over there.
Or do you think that she was like...
Absolutely, no,
she was totally trying to hold off on that.
I'm going
to
say no.
She did.
I'm going to say no as well. I don't think she fucked that guy
again.
I'm going
to go with Vinny, so we get two against two here.
2-2. All right.
All right, what are we betting for? 50 push-ups.
I'm not doing any push-ups.
Let's do 75.
It doesn't matter.
Oh boy,
who cares?
50 push-ups.
How about a dollar? How does that sound? I got a dollar here somewhere.
There's just $5 behind the guitar, I think.
Oh, shit. I should grab that.
Is
That's
that
mine
money
right
still there?
I seriously doubt it.
It's probably still there. Nobody.
And I can't be bothered to get up.
No, it's gone.
Oh, no lucky
way. I think it's been gone for a while. I think we determined that like a couple months ago that it had disappeared. Because this place does occasionally get cleaned.
All right.
Me and Vinny say yes, you get laid.
Okay, yes, you get laid. So we'll just, it'll be for the
winner or loser. That's
it. Yeah, winner or loser. Winner or wiener.
What now?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, what do we get for winning?
Oh, nothing. You get the pride of being the winner.
I get to do 75 push-ups.
You can do them right now if you want to.
You get to go to the gym and get shredded.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Send your emails to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. We'll see you tomorrow with V. Hale with a Hale.
The end?
Or is it? Just the beginning.